Hi, my name is Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word, a ministry of Life Change Church in Gastonia, North Carolina. Please feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. Wisdom from the Word also offers biblical counseling for individuals, couples, and families, as well as practical seminars based on the Bible. You may call or text me at 704-747-6881. You may email me at pastoral.lifechange@gmail.com or check out our website at wisdomfromtheword.org or lifechangebc.org. Thank you for listening. Our purpose in this podcast is for us to think about the issues that we face in our lives each day. Some of the topics will be very practical, perhaps responding to a headline or a current event. Sometimes we'll look at a particular scripture seeking practical implications of how it impacts our life. We will approach these topics from the perspective that the Bible is true and that the Bible is the source of all wisdom as it claims. Let me be clear. I am a Christian and I do believe the Bible is true and the source of wisdom. If you don't believe this yet, that's fine. I just want you to know where I'm coming from. I would welcome your feedback and conversation and will give you my contact information again at the end of the podcast. If you want to continue a conversation from this podcast or any of our other podcasts, perhaps you are a Christian struggling to live up to the things we claim to believe, as we all do. Maybe you're not a Christian, but maybe you're tired of people screaming at each other without listening to each other and want to have a rational and reasonable conversation about what Christianity really says and what it all means. We want to encourage you to look at the Bible for yourself instead of relying on what others say, but to look at it from the perspective, what if it is true? In Proverbs 1:7, the Bible says, "Fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline." What is the fear of the Lord? One definition says, it is a state of piety and respect toward a superior. The key word is superior. You may not believe in God, but the fact is, if there is a God, He is our superior. Why else would we call Him God? The fear of the Lord is recognizing that there is someone above us, God, and recognize that although we may know a lot, we don't know it all. This passage says that this fear of the Lord is the foundation of true knowledge. That is, we can know many facts, but true knowledge begins when we recognize that there are things beyond us, that God is superior to us. After all, if you know it all, why study anything? If we think we have all the answers, we put ourselves in the place of God. Those who fear the Lord recognize God's character and respond by trusting, worshiping, obeying, and serving Him. The fear of the Lord begins with recognizing that we need a source beyond ourselves, that there is something or someone beyond us. This verse ends by declaring that fools despise wisdom and instruction. These are strong words. They are words that may even anger or annoy you. It is simply saying that a fool is someone who thinks they know more than they do. And most of us have seen this in action. We see people on Facebook every day sharing posts that if they had just put a little thinking in it, they would recognize that it is obviously a fraud. Sometimes people proudly and loudly present some ridiculous ideas, seeming to think that if they present it loudly enough, that will make it true. The fool simply doesn't understand his limitations. He may be knowledgeable about many things. He may have great skill in certain areas. However, he is a fool because he doesn't understand that his knowledge and his skills are limited. This passage simply teaches that the one who doesn't understand, that no matter how much he knows, he doesn't know it all. He is not the one who spoke the universe into being, and not the one who is a source of truth. This is what makes him foolish. The issue is the source of truth. What or who is the source of truth? We all have favorite books on various topics that we turn to for guidance. The Bible declares that it is the source of ultimate truth. We each must decide what is going to be our source of truth. If, for you, the Bible is not your source of truth, then what or who is? Or perhaps you're trying to function as your own God. I invite you to go on a journey with me, considering what the Bible says as it relates to the issues we deal with. What does it say? What does it mean? And how should it impact our life? This is Wisdom from the Word. Join me and let's explore together. Again, my name is Alan Chambers, and this is a presentation of Wisdom from the Word, a ministry of Life Change Church. Feel free to share this podcast with anyone you know who might be interested. Wisdom from the Word also offers biblical counseling for individuals, couples, and families, as well as practical seminars based on the Bible. You may call or text me at 704-747-6881. You may email me at pastoral.lifechange@gmail.com. That is pastoral.lifechange@gmail.com. Or check out our website at wisdomfromtheword.org or lifechangebc.org. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned for more.